Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
A gentleman out of Springfield, Missouri, 33-year-old Dustin Burns. Authorities say that he filmed himself using a butter knife and a screwdriver to remove an ankle monitor.
He filmed himself. Oh.
And then he posted the video to the Facebook.
Well, once ankle monitor's off anyway, they're going to get it. But
no.
You can't mess with those.
No. You're wrong here.
You can't get them off?
I'm so glad that you said to remove an ankle monitor. I didn't know where this was going.
I know. Yeah. I was wondering.
Butter knife and what? Peanut butter?
Screwdriver.
You're projecting there.
Peanut butter, of course. When I hear butter knife, I hear peanut butter.
Yeah. The two go hand in hand.
Of course they do.
Not everybody uses peanut butter for those things.
Or Paul and Paul, usually they go.
A voice in the video says, "This is how you take an ankle bracelet off without breaking the circuit."
And he videotapes it.
Yeah, so he can be seen with his pants leg rolled up. He sticks the butter knife in and out of the device before grabbing a utility tool to unscrew part of it. He advises viewers to remove the ankle monitor without damaging it, thus avoiding thousands of dollars in fines. The video ends with the man fully removing the bracelet, holding it up to the camera. Authorities are just sure that that's 33-year-old Dustin Burns.
Because it's his page?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you do that on somebody else's page.
A warrant for his arrest was issued. He was charged this week with tampering with electronic monitoring equipment, a felony.
I mean, nice tutorial, bad execution.
Right.
Yeah. So he knows that there is a way to take off the ankle monitor without breaking the circuit.
Did you hear about Burnsy? He's an idiot. That's been said about all his buddies right there.
He's a genius in one aspect, but when it comes to...
Hey, Burnsy, idiot.
Kind of an idiot. He's great when it comes to taking off ankle bracelets, right. But kind of a social media idiot.
Support for legalized marijuana is at an all-time high in America. The Pew Research Center shows 62% of Americans think that weed should be legal. That's the highest percentage ever recorded in the survey, dating back to 1969.
Then there's a certain political party that should really latch on to this.
They won't. The left should, right.
The percentage of people who think it should remain illegal is at an all-time low of 34%. And you'll be stunned to know that the survey showed that the younger you are, the more likely you are to support legalization of the marijuana.
How about that?
Not here. It's the good life.
Well, that's because we got to wait till
Ricketts gets out of office.
Well, no, it's not necessarily
young people take over.
It's not the chronological age. It's the age in their head.
Right, exactly. Right.
You know, these 50-year-old politicians are 100 and a half.
I saw another T-shirt that you guys might want to buy. It says, number of deaths due to cannabis use is equal to the number of deaths of stabbing by a unicorn. It's a T-shirt with a unicorn on it. I thought that's kind of clever because there's no unicorns. That means there's no deaths from marijuana. It slipped past me.
Is it even worth having if you can't die from it?
That's right.
You know, we love the guns and the opioids.
Yeah, of course
they can kill, because they can kill people.
They can kill you.
We only like stuff here in America that can kill you.
Right. And alcohol, that kills you too.
Oh, yeah.
On a daily basis.
And smoking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, ciggies.
Yeah, we like those.
Yeah, that'll kill you.
I got 362 more days to go for that experiment I proposed.
So you don't get sick again like you did yesterday?
Well, I don't know.
But you're going to try it. Yeah. Test the no smoking for a year to see if you have the...
Yeah, to see if the smoking maybe contributes to my condition here.
So 3 full days you haven't?
No.
You haven't smoked a cigarette?
Sunday, Monday? No, you mean
Saturday,
you're counting today,
Sunday,
right?
Monday.
Oh, you didn't smoke Saturday?
I ran out.
You just smoked Saturday morning.
Yeah, so I smoked a little Saturday morning, ran out of cigarettes, and didn't buy any.
But still, it's Tuesday morning. We're 72 hours.
Okay.
Keep it rolling, man. Don't buy another pack.
I gotta stay positive because I'm always Mr. Negative with Todd when it comes to smoking.
You are.
I am. I'm Mr. Negative. You're Mr. It's come 26 years together.
Mr. Dark Side.
Keep it rolling.
But can we take bets on this one? See, now I'm not Mr. Brightside.
No, you're not.
Like the killers would say. I'm not Mr. Brightside. I want to be Mr. Brightside.
We let Tyler set the over-under on how many more days he put it in, like, the one.
No, Friday.
Still, if you can go 3 days, you can go forever. You can just let him go.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some point where, you know, your body is actually clear of the nicotine.
How about
how about
tomorrow?
The second, third, fourth, fifth days, those are the toughest.
Yeah, how about when Nick Allen shows up tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
I heard somebody talking.
He's a smoker. He'll go out in the damn thing and you'll go out there with him.
I heard somebody talking a couple of days ago that, the first couple of days were fine when they were quitting smoking. But then after that, oh, holy cow. The body started to realize that they were going to quit smoking as opposed to just kind of taking a break, and it's freaking out and wanting a cigarette that much worse.
We need that quote. We'll get that quote for tomorrow. It's on Family Guy where somebody says, smoking's for losers, vaping's for douchebags. But thanks for the advertising, by the way. But day at a time, man. One day at a time. I'm not with you all day. Your wife is. Tell her to give you crap.
The vaping seems to be a way that some people... You know, actually,
people just smoke it to smoke it now.
No,
vaping is up with teenagers that never smoked. Teenagers were smoking was going way down with teenagers. Stats. Now stats, so they're all vaping now. Yeah, Believe me, they're vaping in middle school.
But vaping isn't as bad as smoking.
It's still bad for you.
Oh, I'm not saying it's good for you. Yeah. But people are using it as a smoking cessation.
Or they're just vaping the rest of their lives. Right?
Yeah. That seems to be working for some people anyway.
But don't start vaping now. You went 3 days with nothing. Don't vape.
Yeah, just ride that cold turkey train, man. Keep it going. Nothing.
But Craig's right. Day 3 through 5. Those are about the toughest.
Have you lit a bowl up in that time?
Oh, probably.
Okay, probably. I'm not going to give you a crap for that because you'll need something to... Every time you want a cigarette, smoke a joint. Except for here in the morning.
Holy cow.
Not a whole joint, just to sensation of smoking through your joint.
I couldn't do that yesterday because I would just cough.
Well, you couldn't yesterday,
But I should try the...
Smoke a joint.
Not a whole joint. That'd be stupid.
I think I'm going to do the opioid addiction thing.
If Todd was in the parking lot with Nick Allen smoking a joint, Todd would get in the car and drive home. We go, what happened to Todd? He must have thought the show was over.
And Nick would be just standing there going, so we're done? You're done? Okay.
Good for you. 3 days.
Out of Michigan, a cheerleader running for homecoming queen was being investigated for taking the pot brownies to school so that kids would vote for her.
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
It's got my vote.
It's better than a button.
Yeah, according to Fox News of West Michigan, police say 12. It was just she only got 12 votes. 12 brownies laced with the marijuana oil were taken to the high school.
we used to call them heads, but the Burnouts voted for her, right?
She distributed the brownies to the football team.
Oh, there you go. Good for them.
The cheerleader gave the brownies to the football team. We're stunned. So the officials were only able to locate 3 of the 12 brownies. She is now out of the state on what her family is calling a family emergency.
I was listening to a comedian over the weekend somewhere, and it was talking about what we always talk about when it comes to weed is that how they put too much in one, like say, only eat half a cookie. You know, that crap?
The dose.
Yeah.
Too big a dose.
Yeah, and it was just stupid because nobody eats half a cookie. And he says what they should do is when you go to a store where you can buy legal weed, legal edibles, is sell, you know, a whole pack of cookies and have weed in one of them. That way you won't OD because you're going to eat the whole bag.
Who
but,
was that?
But only one.
I saw the same
thing. You saw the same thing too?
Was it someone at the Funny Bone?
No. Man, why are we seeing the same things and not being, not, I don't know, man.
You sure creepy. It wasn't porn?
Yeah, did Ginger Banks tell that joke?
No, I don't know where it was. It's a great joke, though.
I don't think so.
It's a great joke.
Oh, yeah.
The whole bag of cookies, you're going to eat anyway. Just put pot in one of them.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.